Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Tezvava Mebeis. We're holding on Tezvava Min Aleph, the second line from the bottom, V'chol Zeh Inyanu Shayvili. So we're in the middle of discussing different memoras from Rabbi Elazar Amar B'Chanina. So continues the Gemara and says on this Pasuk that it says that Haman is complaining to his family that all my wealth, nothing's worth it when I see Mordechai not bowing. It's not worth it. Amar Belazar, Amar Bechanina. B'shasharo Haman es Mordechai Yoshe b'shar Hamelech. Amar Cholzein inu Shayvili. When he would see Mordechai not bowing to him, so he said it all. When he would see Mordechai, even he would say it's not worth it. What's this? Why not? Kid Rav Chista, the Amar Rav Chista that Zeh Babit for his bully, Vezeh Babit for his booty. That Mordechai came with his wealth, and Haman was coming with his poverty. And Amar of Papa v'karulei avdu de mizdavim betalme, that they would call Haman the eved who sold himself for bread, like the Medrash discusses the story that Haman had to sell himself as a slave in order to get some bread from Mordechai to serve his army. So that's what made when he would see Mordechai, and he knew that he was really Mordechai's slave, and so he would say none of it's worth it. V'chol zeh inenu shayvili. Again, another pshat on the fact that Haman says v'chol zeh inenu. What's the this? This sounds like he's pointing to something. So it's Melamed Shekol Gnazai, Shekol Gunzav, Shalai Say Rasha Chakuk and Alibai. He had some sort of thing, either representing all of his wealth or Stam was on his mind. And when he would see Mordechai, he would point to it, and he would point to his heart and say, none of this, all of my wealth, none of it's worth it. V'amra B'lazar, Amra B'chanina, another memory, that Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Liyo Yisat Tara B'reish Kol Tzadik V'tzadik. HaKadosh Baruch in the future is going to be like a crown on the heads of all the tzaddikim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Bayoimahu Yi Hashem Tzavaka is Lateres Tzvi. He's going to be a crown for the Tzvi. My Lateres Tzvi Tzfiras Tifara, as the Pasuk continues, Tzfiras Tifara. What is this all referring to? Who exactly is Hashem going to be a crown for? La'isin Sevyoinai, to those that do as well, Ulamitzapin Tifartai, and those that seek out is covered. Yachulakol, I might think that's a lot of people. Tamalai, Melashar Amai. Then no, it's only Lamisha Mesim Atzmai Kishirayim. It's only to those that make themselves like their leftovers. They have some humility. Leruach Mishpat, and also it's Zeh Hadanis Yitzray. A person who's able to control his emotions. Ula Yoishiv Ala Mishpa Zeh Hadan Denemes Amita. He's honest in judgment. Ula Gvura Zeh Mizgabrel Yitzray. He's able to overcome his Taiva. Mishive Milchama Shanoisim VeNoisim BeMachamta Shal Torah. Means he's Isaac and Torah. Shaara Elu Tamid Chachamim Shemashkim in that they get up early and they stay late in the base medrash. Says the Gemara, the Amr Midas Adin of Ne'akadish Baruch Hu, Midas Adin said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Manishtanu Elu Me'elu, what's Pshat? You show so much favoritism to the Jews over the Goyim. So Amr La'akadish Baruch Hu, because Yisrael Asku B'Teira, and Umas Olam Lo Asku B'Teira. Because only Klal Yisrael is Isaac Bateira. So Amar Le, Gam Eila B'Yayin Shagu B'Sheichar To Paku Pelilia. So now it makes sense that even the Rishay Yisrael, if they go after their Taiva, so Paku Pelilia, they're judged for Gehenim. How do we know that Paku Pelilia means judged for Gehenim? Says the Gemara in Paku Ela Gehenim, Shenemar V'Leisiya Zayisuchal the Fuka, which we had previously, Vein Pelilia Ela Dayanin, and Pelilia means that he gets judged, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'Nasam B'Flilim. Going back to the Megillah, so Esther, she's coming off of the heels of a 3-day fast, and she goes into the Achashverosh's palace, the Tamid Bechatzer Beis HaMelech HaPenimes, and she waits right by the entrance, and says the Gemara Amar Rav Levi, what was she waiting for? What was she saying? Why did she stop there? Kaven Shegila Beis HaTzlamim, once she went through the place where they had Avodah Zarah, so Nistalka Heimenu Shechina, so the Shechina left her, so Amra, she let out a tefillah, and she said, Keili, Keili, Lama Zavtani, why are you leaving me? Shemata Dana Lashoigi Kemezev Alainis. Maybe you view a shaygig like it's amazed and an einis like it's a ratzon. So you're looking at this, them going in baratzon, like I really want to do this. Really, I'm an einis. This is not baratzon. Ishamal shekarasiv kelev. Maybe you're upset at me because when I davened that you should save me, I called Achashverosh a kelev. I disrespected the malchus. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, hatzilo micharev nafshi miad kelev yichidasi. She said to save me from the kelev. So immediately chazru karas to arye. The next pasuk says that she called Achashverosh a lion, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hashi'enu mipi Aryeh. So Lamaisa Achashverosh, she sees Esther and she looks very weak. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Shleisha Malachi Asharis Nizdamnu LaBaisa Isha. There were three malachim that went to assist her at that time. Echad Shegbia Savara, one who lifted up her neck. Ve'echad Shemasha Chut Shel Chesed Aleh, one that made her have favor in Achashverosh's eyes. Ve'echad Shemasa Ches Ashar Bit, and one of them that extended Achashverosh's scepter. Ukama, and how much did it extend? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Shtei Amisaya, V'hamidu al Shtei Mesrei. It was originally 2, and it stretched out to 12. V'amri la Shesh Esrei, some say 16. V'amri la Esrei V'arba, some say 24. V'masnisa Tana al Shishim, all the way to 60 Amis. V'china Tamaitse Ba'amaisa Shal Basparai, we find a similar idea by the hand of Basparai, that her hand stretched. And V'china Tamaitse B'shinei Rishayim, by the teeth of Oig Melech HaBash. The pasuk says that Shinei Risham Shibarta of Amrei Shlokesh Al Tikri Shibarta Ela Sheri Bavta. That Hashem extended Oig's HaMelech HaBashan's teeth when he was holding up the mountain to throw it against Klal Yisrael. Rabba Bar Eifron Amar Mishumar Beliezer Sheshama Mirabai V'Rabba Mirabai Masayim. That in all these cases it extended 200 Amos. V'Yoymer La HaMelech LeEsther HaMelcham Abba Koshaseich Achatz HaMelchus V'Seyos. What exactly is it that you want? Why are you coming in here? And I'll give you up until half the Malchus. Chatzia malchus leikol malchus. So it's mashma only half, but not all. What did he mean when he said that? V'loy davar shechaytzei tzal malchus. That he wasn't willing to give her something which was going to divide the malchus. U'mayniu binim beis hamikdash, which was a reference to the beis hamikdash. He figured she had shaychus with Mordechai. Maybe she would want that. That much he wasn't willing to give up. Esther says, Yava Hamelech v'Haman el Mishta. No, I want you and Haman to come with me to the party tomorrow. To come with me to a party. Tan Rabbanon. Ma Rasa Esther Shazimna as Haman. Why exactly did Esther invite Haman to this party? Says the Gemara 12 different Mahalchim, that Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, Pachim Tamnalai, she was coming to trap him, bring him to a party, and hoping that he would stumble. Shanemer, Yishulchanim Lefneim Lefach. Rabbi Shua Aimer, Mibes Avio Lamda, she learned from her father's household. Shanemer, Imra Yvseinacha, Achileu Lechem. That when your enemy is hungry, so give him some bread, this way I guess he'll have a curse that takes to you, he won't be able to do anything bad. Rameir Aimer, Kadish, you shouldn't take any sort of Haman shouldn't take any sort of Eitzah and rebel. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Kadesh Li Akiru Bashi Yehudis, so people shouldn't realize she's Jewish. Rabbi Nechemya Aimer, Kadesh Li Yomer Yisrael Achas Yan Lanu Beveis HaMelech. That Klal Yisrael, when they hear Esther's making a party, they shouldn't think, oh great, Esther's going to save us. So she invites Haman, so they shouldn't rely on her. Yasichu Daitam and Arachimim, and be Messiah Das from Davening. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer, Kadesh Yehe Matsu Labachol Eis, so that he should always be around. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, she was hoping that Hashem would see how desperate we were becoming, that she had to make a party and invite Haman. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Aimer, Asber Leipanim Kadesh Yaharek Hu Vihi. She was hoping Achashverosh would grow suspicious about the two of them, and then maybe he would kill them, and at least then Haman would be dead. Rabbi Gamliel Aimer, Melech Hafach V'chan Haya, that Achashverosh was a shtickle bipolar. She was nervous that maybe even if she would say something to Achashverosh and he would want to kill Haman, the next day already he could change his mind. So she wanted Haman to be right there. Amr Gamliel, Adain Shricham Anu Lemaidoi, Netainer Beliezer Maidoi Oimer, Kinati Bemelech, Kinati Basarim. She was trying to get everybody upset with Haman, get the Melech jealous, get all the other officers jealous. Rabba Amar Lefnei Shever Goin. Now the person, before he breaks, so he becomes great. So she was hoping to lift Haman up so that to make him ready to then fall down. Abai V'Rava Dami Tarayu, the 12th and final pshat, Bechumam Ashes Es Mishteyem, that when a Goyim drinks, so they die, meaning things bad things happen. So she wanted them to both come to the party. Ashkeche Rabba Baravua Lelio. Rabbi Bar Avua found Eliyahu Hanavi, and Amar Leik, Keman Chazi Esther V'Avda Hachi, Lamaisa, who's right? Which one did Esther have in mind? And Amar Leik, Kechulu Tanayi, Kechulu Amarai. Like all the different cheetahs, all the different Tanayim and Amarayim. V'Yisaprelam Haman Es Kved Ashrei V'Rev Banav. Haman leaves the first party, he's invited to the second party, he's very excited, he sees Mordechai not bowing, he's upset. He goes home, he tells his family, I have all this wealth, none of it's worth it when I see Mordechai not bowing. When he's telling them over about how wealthy he is, so he says that he has Rav Banav, V'Kama Rav Banav. How many sons did Haman have? Amarav Shleishim, Asara Mesuv, Asara Nitluv, Asara Mechazin al Psachim. 10 that died, 10 that got hung, and 10 that had to go out collecting. Rabbanan Amri, Oysan Shemechazun al Psachim Shivan Havya, there were 70 that went collecting, that were very poor. Dechsev, Seveyim Balechim Niskaru, Atik Seveyim El Shivim. It was 70 that had to go collecting for their bread. Verami Bar Abba Amer, Kulan Masai Mushmaina Havu. It was a total of 208 sons. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Virayiv Banav. And that's a gematria of 208. Ask the Gemara, Virayiv, Begematria Masin Varbezer Hava. Virayiv is gematria 214. So Amrav Nachem Bar Yitzchak, Virav Ksiv. There's, Rav is written Chaser, there's no Vav, so it's really Virav, which is a total of 208.